Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio, Taz. Millions of Americans finance their home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Pete, Mike across the way, Andrew with your updates.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. Talked a lot of NFL the first hour. Going to talk more in this hour. We got the pigskin pileup. A big segment we've done here since, what, last year, I think?
Yeah.
So a lot of fun. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, pigskin pileup.
It's now time for the pigskin pileup. Taz and Moose circle the wagons around the NFL.
Right, and we hinted upon it or touched briefly upon it, but down in Jacksonville, even though Doug Marrone said after the game on Sunday down in Houston, a loss, tough loss for the Jacksonville Jaguars, that he did not remember what the conversation was on the sideline. Jalen Ramsey certainly does, as the video's all over the place. And you see some of his defensive back teammates jumping up once Marrone said whatever he said to Jalen Ramsey on the sideline. So reportedly, Taz has been festering for a while. We know he showed up with the money truck, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Brinks truck. Get that money.
Brinks truck, yeah.
And wanting a brand new spanking contract after the season and big money and highest paid corner. And he is the best cornerback in the National Football League. But now he wants out of Jacksonville. And he and his agent reportedly talked to the Jaguars and called the Jaguars yesterday and says that he wants out.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Yeah, he's a really good player. He's definitely been a little bit of a lightning rod in that team. He's definitely a loose cannon at times. There's no doubt about it. But he's a baller. Guy can play. It'll be a big hit to the defense of the Jacksonville Jaguars if he's not on that team. And once the guy says he wants out, he wants out. But you know what? I mean, you got to respect, no matter if you like Doug Marrone or not, you got to respect him as the leader on that team, as the head coach. Whatever's going on, he's not taking no BS, though. So whatever the heck it is, you know, I heard Marrone say something like, listen, I'm not getting into details, but you got to constantly work hard when you're on that field. Or that's, I'm paraphrasing his point, which I'm assuming, and it's just me assuming this just from hearing that, maybe Marrone was saying to Ramsey, maybe he's implying to Ramsey, you're being lazy on the field, you're not trying, or, you know, whatever, you're not busting your ass out there, and that's a problem. Maybe that's what it is. Because that's what it sounds like Marrone was saying when I heard what Marrone said, by saying, you know, you always got to work hard on the field. Again, paraphrasing, but that's right. More or less what he said. And they lost the game 13-12 to the Texans. They lost by a punt, or a point, as some call it. So, you know, so that's the deal. So, yeah, it's a big loss once he's off that team now.
Well, and we'll see. The initial report is that Jacksonville's not trading him right now. Maybe that gets rectified here. Maybe he does get dealt. They're going to want a significant return, Taz, for the best cover corner in the National Football League. And Marrone, who exited quickly up there in Buffalo, took him some time to get down there in Jacksonville. I think he leaves you a little wanting as head coach in the NFL, too. I'd be a little leery if I'm Tom Coughlin there, trading talented players like Jalen Ramsey. I really would be, because those kind of caliber of cornerbacks don't come around all that often. Taz, he was a big-time playmaker at Florida State, and he's also been a big-time playmaker down in Jacksonville. I'm not telling you that everything that he does is right, Taz, but talent does reign supreme. You need talented guys to help you win football games. And I don't know if I'm necessarily all that big of a Doug Marrone guy saying that he's that great of an NFL head coach.
Well, yeah, listen, I hear you. And I'm a fan of Ramsey's play. I think he's great. I really do. I love watching a guy play. And in my opinion, you know, Coughlin, Marrone, the Jaguars front office, the Khan family, whoever it is, they got to sit down with Jalen Ramsey and Marrone and figure this out. If there's some way you can salvage this and keep him on that team and have some kind of a working relationship where Ramsey wants to be there and make that thing work, I think you got to exhaust everything. But if the guy don't want to be in that team, like we were just saying earlier when John called the show, in my opinion, if he don't want to be there, then you eventually got to cut ties with him and just try and get some great assets for him.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting what you want for him, too.
Yeah.
And that's where Jacksonville and Ramsey are right now. He still wants out. Jacksonville reportedly doesn't want to trade him right now. We'll see if they buck on that, and he ends up getting dealt before the end of the week. We mentioned it. Minkah Fitzpatrick is now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He gets traded yesterday to the Miami Dolphins, Taz. You know, not necessarily. We hit upon from a Steeler perspective. I'll tell you from an NFL perspective, the Miami Dolphins are a disaster for the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I mentioned it yesterday, Taz. I don't think I've seen a worse football team in the last 15 years in the NFL, and they're progressively getting worse because they traded arguably their best all-around player yesterday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fitzpatrick's going to remain at quarterback. They're going into Dallas this week. They're a 21-point underdog. They've given up, 108 points in their first 2 weeks here, right? Is that the number? Yeah, well over 100. In their first two, it's embarrassing.
It's horrible.
And Taz, this is, you know, we've seen tanking in the NBA. You know, it's tough to watch in the National Football League because here's the other problem is, it's such a violent sport when you're seeing guys get absolutely railroaded during these games.
That's a huge thing, you know, like in football. You know, you learn that when you're young. You know, like you have to go 100%. If you get injured when you don't go 100%, you can't take a play. The reason why I'm bringing it up is you have a team in the Dolphins where you might have a handful of guys that just don't want to be there and they're just not giving 100%. And that's how you get hurt. That's how you really get hurt bad, and I hope that doesn't happen. And I hope that they can all be professionals and realize these Miami Dolphin players, they're all getting paid, and it's got to be a horrible atmosphere there. It sucks. Brian Flores, his first year as a head coach, comes out of being with the Patriots under Belichick forever, where all he's used to doing is winning with Belichick and being successful. He was his DC, and he gets this opportunity, and he gets handed this team, and just like, all of this stuff is going on, and it's sad. It's sad. So you got to hope that these guys are men, and they realize they're getting paid, and they got to at least give 150% on the field.
Yeah, I don't. You're concerned about effort.
I'm a little bit.
I look at more of a case of the team and the mantra that was sent down, Taz. That can't be had if you're in the NFL. Because now you're looking at it, it's hurting an overall, you know, product. When you're looking at a team that basically gave up on the year, it's one thing in the NBA, Taz. You got 82 regular season games.
Right.
You got 82 regular season games. It's one thing in the NBA. You got 17 weeks. You got 16 games. Now you're taking one of those games that is, aside from the home team, that's going to enjoy watching your team destroy that team. The game's unwatchable.
Yeah.
Pats and Dolphins was unwatchable. Baltimore Ravens and Dolphins week one was an unwatchable football game. They're a 21-point dog after being an 18-point dog in week two against the New England Patriots. Taz, it's progressively going to get worse because they're getting worse.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of pretty much every talented player on their team. That's something the NFL, they can't have this in the National Football League.
I know.
Because there's not a lot of games in the regular season.
Yeah, and they're gonna go out to Texas to play the Cowboys.
They're going to get destroyed.
They are just going to get just pounded.
That offensive line, Taz, is terrible.
Pounded. Bad. Sad.
It is terrible. What's going on?
A storied franchise in the NFL. This is a franchise that, you know, I mean, it's one of those legacy franchises.
No doubt.
I mean, so it's tough to watch. A lot of work to do.
Speaking of one of the storied franchises, how about to New York and the Giants, where Pat Shurmur yesterday, whether it be on a radio interview with Mike Francesa on WFAN in New York or whether it be when he met with the media, Taz, Did not name Eli Manning the starting quarterback week three against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, saying all positions are being evaluated here for the Giants moving forward. They're 0-2. Defense looks atrocious. They don't do anything other than, you know, Saquon Barkley running the football particularly well. Are you surprised that Shurmur went to that whip this early?
No. No, not at all. Because, I kind of had a – I went by my gut before the season started. Not to toot my own horn, but I guess toot, right? I felt like Eli wasn't going to be the guy by week. I can't remember what I said. It was week four, maybe week five. I can't recall what I said. And I just went by my gut, not by reading it or by talking to anyone. I just felt like they liked this kid. They moved to get this kid from Duke. We're not talking about a kid that you get from Clemson, a quarterback, or Duke, or from Alabama or something like that. You know, or Ohio State or something, one of the big, big power programs. No disrespect to the Duke Blue Devils, but, you know, they're not Alabama. They're not, you know, I mean, so you went out of your way to get this kid, and he was projected to go high, but not that high. A lot of folks were making fun of the Giants for it, and I felt like, well, this is the guy they want. This is the guy they want to replace Eli Manning. And we've talked about a lot. There's similarities between him and Eli, but he's a lot younger than Eli, obviously. He's a lot more athletic than Eli, you know, and he's shown in the preseason he can throw the ball. You know, and so I'm not shocked at all that he said this. I mean, you know, he's been steadfast, Shurmur. He's been steadfast that Eli's the starter, Eli's the guy, blah, 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 blah. Now, to your point, yesterday that changed.
Yeah, I mean, this early I am. I'm surprised that Shurmur went to that. Taz, that he decided to go there. Now, you know, it also provides Gettleman and Shurmur a little bit of cover because it no longer then becomes about the team. And what they're doing on a week-in, week-out basis when you have a veteran quarterback like Manning in there, it's then all about the development of Daniel Jones and the young quarterback. The Giants messed up this entire situation with kind of dipping their toe in the water and not going all in by bringing Manning back and then drafting the quarterback. And if you're going to bring Manning back at $23, $24 million for the season, Taz, you got to do whatever you can do to try and win games. Other than that, I mean, you're paying him basically because – maybe you felt like you embarrassed him when you benched him for Geno Smith.
Right.
When Ben McAdoo was the head coach. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways to go about it.
Sure.
You know, you're going to see him. I'd be absolutely stunned if we get a report in the next day and a half that he's starting against the Buccaneers.
I'll tell you where I'll debate disagree with you. This is why. Because I don't have the quote in front of me, but Eli said something. You might be on it quicker than me, but I remember seeing it somewhere. I don't know if it was on social media. You know how it is. In our jobs, there's so many. You're pulling so much information from everywhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes my head just spins. So anyway, Eli Manning, he had mentioned something. They got paraphrasing that he wasn't surprised. Like, he's not surprised. Did you see something like that? There was something.
Oh, here's Pete's got the cut.
Oh, okay, here we go. We have it.
Play it.
You know, we're 0-2, and they're, you know, you're looking for answers. So, I get it. You know, when you draft a guy early, and you're not winning games. These are going to come up. So, I just got to keep working and do whatever my job is.
To me kind of sounds like he's tapped out almost in a way. Not tapped out.
Really, I don't.
It's him acknowledging that they might make this move.
If you go further into that quote, he talks about he's preparing to play against Tampa Bay. We'll agree to disagree.
That's
I don't think you're going to hear Manning. I think Manning wants to play.
I agree with that.
I don't think you're going to hear Manning tapping out or publicly saying or anything like that. I think he understands the situation. He's in a tough spot. He's an old quarterback whose best days are behind him. They drafted a quarterback sixth overall. You know, he's a smart guy, Taz. He understands the time, the clock is ticking, and the fact that the team is 0-2.
Yeah, no. I'm not, maybe I implied it, but I'm not. I know Eli wants to play. I saw when he threw a touchdown against my Bills this week. I came in and caught the ball, and he did an aggressive fist pump of excitement. You very rarely see that out of Eli. He wants it. He wants to be the guy. It's just he doesn't show a lot of emotion like a lot of other players do. But I'm not saying, I don't feel like that he doesn't want it. I feel like he's tapping out to the fact that the coaching staff, they're starting not to believe in him anymore. And he realizes that, look, when the head coach says something like he said publicly, it puts Eli in a position where it's like, well, he obviously wants to make this move, or he's leaning towards making this move. I'm doing everything I can. Eli can't complain, at least not, because he's been given umpteen amount of opportunity here to be the starter and to make a difference and to show that he should be the starter. Mm. And he's not getting it done. And, you know, it's... I don't know, man. I think that once the player kind of has that public acknowledgement in any way, shape, or form, like Eli, like we just heard, I do think that that makes it easier for the front office and the coaching staff and the brass of the Giants to make that move to Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I mean, we'll agree to this. I look at it a little bit differently, what Shurmur did, because even though the biggest star on the team right now is Saquon Barkley, I think what Shurmur did publicly, just venturing a guess, is that by putting Eli's job out there, it grabs everyone's attention. You know, I had an opportunity to interview Benny Fowler last night on a show I did locally on WFA and the New York Giants wide receiver, and he basically said this is Eli's team. You know, that that room still believes in Eli Manning as the quarterback. I look at it a little bit differently in terms of, I'm not telling you that they're not going to go to Daniel Jones sooner, you know, at some point this year. I think what Shurmur did was try and publicly grab his team's attention by also putting the veteran quarterback's job at week three also on the line. That's the way I look at it. And listen, I could be wrong. Maybe in a couple of days they name Daniel Jones the starting quarterback, but I don't think they're going to give up on Eli or throw him. Because once you do that, Eli's Giant days are over. You're not going back to him unless Daniel Jones gets hurt. That's the way I view to get Taz, but it'll be interesting to see. We look at it a little bit differently. Be interesting to see what the Giants eventually do this week.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. They're 0-2. I mean, so it's like, yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe Eli starts. I would not be shocked, like I said. But you're right. We agree to disagree. No problem. We'll see who's the starter soon here when they play the Bucs and they go down to Tampa.
No, on a side note, an intriguing note, which I always get into, like, I always like these media wars. Did you see what transpired last night between Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen and Ian Rappaport?
No, I don't pay that much attention
to
these guys.
So Schefter broke the stories.
Yes.
He broke the Jalen Ramsey story.
Yes.
He broke the Minka Fitzpatrick story.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Schefter. Right.
A minute after Schefter reported it on Twitter, Ian Rappaport reported it. The Schefter report, and it happened on three different occasions yesterday.
Mm.
It was Fitzpatrick, it was Jalen Ramsey, and it was the... It was some other story. Was it Roethlisberger or was it Drew Brees? There was another story. Oh, no. It was the, I think it was the Simeon. I think it was the Simeon.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was three stories last night that happened. So Schefter sent out the tweet. Rappaport, a minute later, by Schefter, sends out his tweet. Now, we know Rappaport NFL Network, Schefter ESPN.
Right.
Then Mortensen.
ESPN. He works for ESPN, right?
Schefter.
Mortensen.
Mortensen, ESPN.
ESPN, yeah.
Sends out a rat tweet.
I didn't see
a rat that. Emoji. and did it on three different occasions.
That's funny. That is
after
funny.
After Rappaport tweeted a minute after
tremendous.
The Schefter tweet.
Yeah.
The same report that Schefter just tweeted, Mortensen on three different occasions last night sent out one rat. Then he sent out two rats, and then he sent out three rats.
That's tremendous. That's funny. Yeah.
I love that.
It's amazing. Those guys that, and Chef is good. Don't get me wrong. I know he is. But
he's great.
Those guys have, I mean, it's just, it's amazing to me that their Twitter accounts are worth millions upon millions of dollars to them. They utilize it the right way, but at the end of the day, it's all about their sources, all about people who give them information. It's amazing to me that they're an in-between. It's just that stuff. I'm not a member of them. I've never been a member of the media. So to me, it's amazing that someone can make millions
of
dollars. I am now.
You are a member of the media.
I know.
You can't say you've never been a member of the media because you are right now.
Yeah,
you do a show on a day in, day out basis. Welcome to the media, Taz.
I know.
You can no longer lay that claim.
I used to not be a member of the media.
How's that? Yeah, it's hard to sell that right now. I get it. You're not into it. I am, right? So
it's funny.
I think the information guys are great because they tell you something and they give you a little bit of feel.
I follow the guy. Believe me. Schefter's great. I do follow
For sure, Taz. Now, could you say it's circumstantial? Could Rappaport make the claim that he just got the information after Schefter?
No. He
a minute all three
it.
Times.
I could have did that. Could have did that. Anybody could do that.
Yes.
Guess what?
Right. Sources. Right after.
Yeah,
right
sources.
After,
Adam Schefter.
No doubt about it. But that's the point. The point being is that you look at it. But Taz, the pressure to get these stories for these guys.
Quickly.
To be that information guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to Rappaport, NFL Network, Schefter, ESPN, Mortensen now, obviously, to a little bit of a lesser extent, and he's gone through some physical ailments.
Sure,
but
yeah.
The pressure on those guys, and as a cancer survivor, the pressure on those guys to get these stories and be the first one to have it.
You
and
should
when
do
you
that
don't
once.
Have
you
it.
Should get in that game.
No, I'm not in that game.
Come on.
That's not my game, Taz. That's not my game.
Just for like the Yankees.
Taz is going to start breaking Jet stories. A minute after, Connor Hughes tweets it out.
We'll talk to Boomer. Get it from Boomer's size.
Right,
Boomer,
exactly.
Tell me what's going
Sources.
On. Tweet this out. Come on, Booms, tell me.
That's
Taz,
it.
I can't tell you.
Right, exactly.
Come on,
right.
Boom.
No, I'm not that. Those guys, Taz, they work their rear
end. No, I know they do. You know what they do, man? They draft tweets, and then they just fill in so they could be quick. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They draft them. Draft them in their draft gimmick on their Twitter handle.
Speaking of which, just on it because it just sprung a memory. Darren Revelle, right? You know Darren Revelle, Business Insider. I think he works for Action Network. He's been all over the place.
Oh yeah,
ESPN.
Action Network.
Darren Revelle, but he does a lot of the business. He tweets a lot about food now.
Oh, nice.
Baseball stadium food and everything like that.
I like that.
To hammer that point home, last year before the Super Bowl, he said he had prepared 45 tweets.
See.
To send out on Super Bowl Sunday before the day even started.
Draft Jones. They draft him so it's quicker.
Yeah.
I've been in this game a little bit in a different way. I know.
You're the king of Twitter.
Maybe not the king. Maybe the prince.
Get the crown.
I'm the prince.
Get the crown.
Adam Schefter's the king. I'm the prince.
855-212-4227. Pigskin Pileup. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That is your number to call. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. The player of the week brought to you by Granger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done this week. It's Jordy Mercer. Mercer hit a two-run homer in the first inning, and the Tigers went on to beat the Orioles 5-2 out in Detroit. The player of the week was brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com.
Yeah, a little bit of an awkward moment with Andrew Bogus, our latest sports the update guy. He was in the control room. I was in there, and it was like I was talking to my friend Pete the Body, the board op of the show here, and Andrew's just, Andrew, what, you're staring at me like
you were telling a thrilling story about wrestling, so I was intrigued. I wanted to learn more and know more. Plus, the break was ending, so we needed to come back into the studio, and I wanted you to go first because I'm a gentleman.
Oh, God.
And then, shockingly, I was being yelled at again.
I cursed at you,
nothing.
Actually.
Yeah. Can I help you?
Yeah. What the F is your problem? That's kind of what I said to you.
No, sir.
Well, you're staring at me, grinning at me with this grin on your face.
It was a funny story.
You had a face on like you just put a sign on my back that said, kick me. That's what your face looked like.
Don't look behind you.
That's what it looked like. You looked at me like, you don't know what's on your back. Like, I mean, you don't look at me all wacky. It's too early. I don't want to deal with this. Do you have your update? Are you ready to do your update now?
I am. Thanks, right. Moose. Here's your report. It is sponsored by Geico.
Great
news.
I shut him down. That's right.
There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
So see, Moose, he called me Moose because you usually shut him down when he's in the middle of talking about something. So now I shut him down, so he's being a Weisenheimer and calling me Moose.
I gotcha.
He's a wise guy.
Yes.
That's why he needs to get beat up. That's it. I digress. Continue.
Thanks, Taz. His return to MetLife Stadium began with a one-handed catch, then some issues with the officials over the color of his visor, and then this.
Baker Mayfield is in the shotgun with Chubb at his side with the first and 10. Fakes the handoff. He throws to Odell. Beckham Jr. catches in the 25-foot race to the 30. On the hash mark, the 40. Foot race to the 50. From the 40 on the numbers, the 30. Breaks a tackle, 20. Down the near sideline, 10. 5. Touchdown. Odell Beckham Jr., a quick hitter. 89-yard touchdown pass.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood 1. OBJ's 89-yard catch and run came right after the Jets failed on fourth down late in the third quarter. Instead of getting closer than 16-3, Gang Green now trailed 23-3. And that was the final score in Jersey. Beckham finished with 6 catches for 161 yards and that score. His team is now 1-1. The Jets are 0-2 and likely on to their third starting QB. Sam Darnold's replacement, Trevor Siemian, suffered a left ankle injury in the second quarter. An MRI later this morning. Luke Falk, just promoted from the practice squad, went 20 for 25 for 198 yards in his first NFL action.
I got a question for you people. So, like, okay, we've talked about the commentary, you know, on Monday Night Football a little bit. And, you know, now Booger Daz along with Joe Testa. What's his name? Joe Testator?
Testator.
Yeah. Tess, right? They call him. So, I think he's really good, Tess. I think he's really good. I mean, Booger, I've talked about here. I'm not a fan. You guys, you like him?
He was bothering me last night.
He was?
Yes.
I can't see you, Andrew. You have that giant archaic computer.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I'm told not to look at you.
That's mature. Yeah. Moose, you like him?
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He talks down to me. I don't like being yelled at. He's coaching me up, like, you know, as a viewer. It gets to the point where it's like, you know what, bro? Shut up, okay? Shut up. I'm trying to watch the game. You know, don't talk down to me. Educate me.
I thought you liked him.
I don't like him.
Oh, you
no,
don't like
I don't
him.
Like him.
Oh, okay.
I don't like him. I do not like him. And I remember saying it last year, too. I don't like him. He's yelling at you about it. He's talking to you about it, but he's yelling at you about it. And he's too serious. Lighten up, dude. It's Monday night. I worked all day. I want to hang out, crack a beer, watch the freaking game. Stop being so serious.
I don't know. You know, everyone gets so caught up in the announcers, especially the Monday night announcers, get analyzed like we're in a peace treaty. You know, we year in and year out. It really does. You know, I don't know exactly what combination or, and I'm not telling you that McFarland's great at it, or Tessitore, and some people look at Tessitore as more of a college guy than an NFL guy. Taz, but I also think we've reached the point with the Monday night announcers that I don't know exactly who would be great. I don't know who would pass the muster for everybody in the viewing audience. Don't you feel like they get so analyzed with everything that they say?
They have to. It's very, and I understand what you're saying, and a lot of people would agree with you, and I get what you're saying, I do, but it's very, very important. They are the ones that take you through the show. Any sporting event you watch, as you know, the play-by-play and color commentators, they get you through the show. They're the narrators of it. They're, you know, that's it, and that, you know, I just feel like for example, early in the game when that big throw by Baker Mayfield, the one-handed catch by Beckham, and Siemian, they had him mic'd up with the riveting name of the segment, Monday Night Mic Up. That must have took all of 3 minutes to come up with that name. Oh my God, what dumbass came up with that?
Yeah, but
let's call it Monday Night Mic Up.
But okay, isn't it the game that defines the game, or the analyst that defines?
Sorry, say again.
Doesn't the game define the game?
Yes, like, it does, but the analysts are part of the entertainment of it. They're the ones that are bringing you inside the game or doing a play-by-play. They're a huge part of it. Huge.
Yeah,
huge.
I could be the low percentage of the viewing audience that watches it. I don't look at analysts as great or as bad as they are. That it, all of a sudden, is now going to make the game that much more enjoyable. I think the game's good, the game's good. If the game's bad, the game's bad. I'm not, you know, what we do, Taz, we know a lot about what we're watching to begin with. You know, I don't look at it to where it bothers me. And you're not alone. There are a number of analysts, a number of play-by-play guys that bother people. They don't bother me as much, nor do I, you know, basically genuflect at other guys as well. I just don't anymore. There was a point in time I used to love watching Madden, but then Madden became a caricature of himself, and he got old, and you know, lost his fastball, and Madden realized it, and he got the hell out.
Right.
And that's it. But you know, people look at Collinsworth or Al Michaels, and now you look at Tessitore and Booger McFarland, or, you know, we've gotten to a lot of conversations about Romo. I look at it as one way or the other, it doesn't really impact me, my enjoyment, to where I'm like, oh my God, that, you know, if the game's bad, I'm not going to watch. I don't care who the hell's calling.
I understand. No, then a lot of guys that think like that just watch it on mute.
Yeah, and there's there is a lot of times where I'm watching a game.
That's cool.
Where
you don't
not
hear because you're working.
When I'm at FanDuel Sportsbook,
you can't hear nothing.
Well, no, they usually have the local game up, so they'll have the
you're
Jets.
Not pay attention to the commentary.
No, you're not. I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Because you're not right at home. You know what I mean?
You're
yeah.
right. But even when I'm home,
you're not.
I'm not. I like there are a lot of times where I'm watching the game. And I'll turn the volume down. Or there's a lot of times maybe the kids are up. You know,
sure,
this.
Of course, I mean,
and you're not really, you're watching the game, but
it's
you're not really paying
yeah.
attention to every
I
single
gotcha.
Thing that the person is saying.
So I'm locked in.
I know you are. And
locked
you're not
in.
Alone. There are a lot of people that get, a lot of people look at Booger McFarland and they say, you know, not every play is the greatest play. Not every play. I get more into guys on radio than I do on TV because radio, you are my eyes.
Well, it's harder. The radio's harder.
And it's harder,
it's much harder.
But I get more into guys, get bothered by guys like Dave Sims, who used to scream at me in the first quarter when a guy would make a first down reception.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. No, that's a little bit too much. You know that.
That's like Mauro Ranallo in wrestling with NXT, the first segment, the first match of the night. It's like, oh my God, bro, you got 10 other matches.
Then you got nowhere to go.
Crescendo, yes.
Right, you got nowhere to go.
It's like, you know, add some foreplay before we get to the finish. You know what I'm saying? You get the joke. You get it, right?
Yes, I get
yeah,
it.
So,
yes.
So Andrew, you've done, you know, play-by-play, and I'd love your take on this. Do you pay attention or not too much? You like Moose where you're kind of like, you know.
Oh, no, I can't not pay attention.
Right.
I can't not hear them. Now, I turn the game off if they're that annoying, but the guys can be very, very annoying.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have, like, personal vendettas against people because I'm petty, so there's also that.
Well, yeah, no, I respect that.
Yeah.
I love vendettas.
Thank
I
you.
Believe in pettiness, too. So the thing for me, though, like, you know, I think because all the years of being a color commentator in wrestling, I'm Moose, to your point, I'm a little bit over the top with paying attention to it.
Mm.
Like, any sport, I love, because you know what? For me, dude, the hardest thing I ever had to do in my career was color commentary, to learn how to do that. So for me, I love to really, and I got good at it, and I worked at it, but I love to pay attention to any sport I'm watching, the play-by-play and color commentary. To me, it's so important. And I think that's why these cats make a lot of money, because their jobs are important.
Oh,
you know?
I'm not trying to downplay or say that what they do is meaningless. I guess I've reached a point here, especially with the Monday Night Football crew, that I think, you know, you could bring Jesus into the booth and people would have a problem. I really challenge accepted. But I don't think anybody is, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're nitpicking, you know, with McFarland last night. I didn't hear him say it, but I guess he missaid a cliche and then people are ripping him on it. Like it gets to a point here where, I mean
Jesus, that stuff is stupid.
The guy's not infallible.
Let me give you a quick example.
You got to give him a little bit of a break.
Let me give you a quick example of what he did where he's bad. This makes him bad. Okay. I mentioned the Beckham catch, the one-handed catch. Okay. And the Beckham catch, they had, what's his name, mic'd up, Trevor Siemian. And Siemian says to one of his teammates, I can't remember who it was. He goes, oh, man, you got to be kidding. What a lucky catch. Like, he's being sarcastic, joking. He's on the other team. This team just scored, you know, just had a big catch. And Booger goes, like, reacting to the commentary by the mic'd up Trevor Siemian. He goes, no, that wasn't lucky. No, that wasn't. Dude, loosen up, bro. Okay, Booger, the guy's joking around. His team just had, his defense just gave up a huge play.
That's fair. That's
Come
fair.
On.
Now, can you give McFarland a little bit of a pass because he was part of the team last year where he saw one of his broadcast partners get ripped to shreds every single
Jason
week.
Jason Witten, so bad.
I mean, Witten got destroyed every week.
What's going on, Andrew? What are we doing?
Andrew's got to go.
What are you doing?
See you next hour.
I have a heart out.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
You're like,
no,
you're,
he's done.
I don't know what to do. I don't want to just walk out on you.
What the hell are you doing here?
Well done. Good job, Andrew. See you next hour.
I'm Andrew Bogish.
You can just walk out. You got to go. Go. It's fine to go. Yeah. Let's head down to Houston.
Oh,
it's
let's
Joseph
do it.
CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Joe, what up?
What's up, guys? Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you. You got it.
So we were talking about the broadcast, and I mean, I live off the broadcast now because I work so much, and you guys wouldn't give me Sundays off this year. So basically, the only thing that I don't like about it is that it seems to be one-sided based on whoever's a home team. I just wish that they would stay more neutral and not, over-glorify some of the moves. Like you said, the one-handed catch or whatnot.
By Beckham,
I need the broadcast.
You need the broadcast.
What do you mean you need the broadcast? So explain that.
Well,
to me.
I mean, I want to know what the plays are, right? But like sometimes there might be an outstanding play by a defensive man that is overlooked or not spoken about because it's not a home team guy or whatever the case may be. It seems to be one-sided in most cases when I listen. It's always the home team or the pastors has a personal relationship.
I think there's a slant to it.
Joe, I don't know if I agree with this of the slant towards the home team. I think it's more of a slant of the offense. Whoever has the ball, I think that's kind of their job. The offense kind of, they start the play, the play snap, the play start. That's all. So I do think it's that. Joe, we appreciate the call.
No, but he's a guy that says, he loves it, he needs it, he wants it.
I love
in
it.
Terms of the play-by-play and the color analyst. Maybe I'm just that smart.
You could be that smart, Moose. Definitely. You could be smart. I mean, yeah, you definitely are.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's not easy being me.
I know.
Taz
I've heard.
Moose,
I've heard.
CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
I just had a sandwich, man. It was nice. I had my the meat that Mike suggested.
Yes, your ham and
yes, the
Mike's crazy bread.
Yeah, that's it. Look
Sunday,
at
it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. First, Mahomes and the Chiefs open their 2019 home schedule against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Then the Saints head to Seattle for a late afternoon showdown with the Seahawks with Bridgewater at quarterback. A full day of football starts with JB and the guys on the NFL Today only on CBS.
I put a piece of Alpine Lace Swiss cheese on there.
Nice. A little
change.
Swiss.
Yeah, you like Alpine Lace?
I'm more of a Boar's Head guy.
Yeah. Oh, you go straight Swiss. You like Swiss or not?
I do like Swiss. Not my favorite. I'm more of an American cheese, white American cheese.
What's your go-to hero?
I don't know. I'm probably more turkey, American cheese, lettuce, and mayo.
What's your go-to?
Yeah.
Wow. My go-to is ham and Swiss. Lettuce, got to be shredded lettuce. Pickles, mayonnaise, no tomatoes.
There you go.
That's my go-to, and I have an orange soda. I do that once a year. I did it the other day for football games. I was bloated. That's my go-to, ham and Swiss.
That's a heavy sandwich.
No tomato. Yeah, it's
I haven't gone
extra
to,
meat.
I used to a little chicken. We had chicken cutlet, roasted red pepper, mozzarella, balsamic. That's always good too.
Nice.
Italian's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
At this stage, but that's always delicious. A lot of indigestion.
Listen to me. I'll give you some indigestion. You want indigestion? How about you go to your local pizzeria? I'm sure you got a good pizzeria, restaurant, Italian restaurant near you that you
only
like.
On Long Island.
Attaboy. See, that's what I'm saying.
That's not true.
Okay.
For anyone outside the tri-state.
But it's
area.
True. We have the best, though. We do.
That is not true.
Here's the thing. Well, I feel we do. But you get a chicken cutlet, no palm.
Anyone on Long Island think that's true.
The way you said it, I believe that you believe
I
it.
And
see, Mike,
hook, line, and sinker.
I bought it because I live it. I live it. Here's the thing. You get a fried chicken cutlet, no mozzarella, no sauce, broccoli rabe.
Oh, too bitter.
Yeah. Broccoli rabe on Italian bread. Oh, my God. You want to talk about agita? People that are living in, like, Omaha, like, what is agita? What is that?
Right.
That means you got gas. Indigestion.
We went down this road of agita before. Remember, people in Houston know what agita is.
Oh, man, I know. Remember, we did go down this road. I still believe
it. I think it was, like, in the first 2 months of the show.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
this
is just a New York term. I go, Tess, I mean, come on.
I'll tell you. I've been
calling me. I know what it is.
Yeah, I know. Right, exactly right.
I'll pass it along.
Right. You want to go on the show? No, it's just tell those guys. Tell Tess I know what it is.
Yeah, right.
Fried chicken cutlet, broccoli rabe, fresh cloves of garlic. And, oh, man, yeah, with a little Italian bread. Nice.
That is. That's a nice sandwich.
Olive oil. What do you think? What's your go-to hero, Mike?
I like a nice chicken parm, but what you suggested there sounds good. I do love broccoli.
A little broccoli
Rob. I'm a big Broccoli Rob fan, yes.
Pete the Body, ladies and gentlemen.
I like queso.
What do you like, buddy?
A grilled chicken in any semblance of ways.
Oh, it's a health nut.
There what you go. Nice job.
Hogwash. You don't look like
gone,
a grilled chicken guy.
I would not
guy.
Have thought Pete would go grilled chicken.
I didn't expect him to say grilled chicken either.
Good job, though.
You know La Piazza?
Thin cut.
I do not, but no.
Yeah. There's one in Merrick. Unbelievable. Grilled chicken there is great. I should bring some in for the guys one day.
Yeah.
You know what, Pete? You should bring it in. I'll order it. You live right near there. You pick it up. Bring it up. Bring it up.
Sure. Right? Sure. I'll go out of my way.
To go get your La Piazza.
So you go turkey, American cheese, white American or yellow American? Mousse.
White American.
Lettuce, tomato, mayo. Okay.
No, that's not what I said.
All right.
But thank you
for
listening.
You said lettuce and tomato, mustard.
Thank you. Nope.
Lettuce, tomato, olive oil.
Nope.
Okay, I give
thanks
up.
For listening.
I tap. What do you got?
No, I already said it. Thanks for paying attention.
Dude, there's a lot that's said here. You know me. I'm
no,
moving on.
No, no, no.
I'm
focused on your Long Island.
I was focused. I was trying to give you a little. You're on Long Island. I was
Mike,
trying to give you a little insight.
Do you remember the sandwich I said?
It was.
Here's the test now.
It was white American.
Thank you.
It was turkey.
Correct.
And it was mayo was on there.
Correct.
Now, with the vegetable, it was either tomato and tomatoes.
It was tomatoes.
No, it was not.
Then it was.
You said tomatoes,
I did not.
Cauliflower.
Oh, man.
It was not.
No, cauliflower.
It was not Pete.
It had balsamic on it.
That was the chicken cutlet. Nice try, Pete. Different sandwich.
No one's listening to Moose. All right, Moose, you want to play a little test games? What did I say? What's my go-to?
What? I don't remember.
There you go. Great answer.
Hello.
There you go. But what you get offended there? If I don't remember what you had your condiments on your sandwich.
What do you mean?
You don't remember my condiments.
It was Alpine lace, ham, pickles, mustard on a hero.
Wrong.
Mayo on a hero. Thank you.
Now you're right.
Thank you.
What kind of lettuce?
Shredded lettuce.
Oh. Yes.
Has to be shredded.
Attaboy.
Don't test me.
No, I did test you. You said mustard, so you were wrong. You failed the test. You got like a 95. Yeah. I got a 90.
You did not get a 90.
No, you said turkey. You said white American. You said, I thought you said lettuce and tomato.
I did not.
Can you share with the group? What did you say?
I said white American,
yeah.
Turkey, mayo, a little bit of lettuce. That's what I said.
Dude, I could swear you said tomato.
Never said tomato. I don't like tomato on a hero.
All right, we gotta listen to podcasts.
But that's all right. I know. Well, listen to what
you know. What you like?
You're I
like,
know what I,
know
I like.
I didn't say tomato.
I didn't say tomato. You're like you said. It never said.
A little sausage and pepper hero. Nice.
You could go onions. Through all the heroes. Then
I love
and,
it, man.
And that is known to man. No
you
doubt
like
about it.
Sausage and pepper hero.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Very gassy.
It's a lot.
You
don't put Parmesan. You don't put mozzarella on your sausage and pepper hero, right?
No.
I know a guy that does that. I'm like, you're an idiot. Mike, okay. What's your hot hero?
It's not a fair assessment. You're not an idiot. It's just a different taste buds. Basic. I like a meat and the cheese and call it a day. I don't like to do too much on there.
Oh, I figure you like the sausage.
I do love sausage.
A bit in there somewhere.
Yes. Pete?
I like grilled chicken.
Yes. That's it.
I like queso.
Yes.
Thank you.
Grilled chicken with broccoli rob's good, though. You get it at the right Italian place.
I think broccoli rob's so bitter.
You don't like? I thought you'd be a broccoli rob guy.
No.
No.
Very,
gotta,
very bitter.
You got to pre-blanch. If it's not blanched right, it'll
that's
get
right.
really
that's
bitter.
Very that's true. Right. That's right. Nice fresh collar. Nice. You watch a football game. You watch yourself. You watch a little college football. You get yourself a nice hero.
Or you're a true Italian, Taz.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's a nice Italian sandwich
it
right
is,
there.
Though, bro. It's nice. I buy
have a little bowl of pasta.
I'll do my other go-to on a hero, potato and eggs.
Oh, there you go.
You like that, no?
Yeah, I've had potato and eggs. It's very good.
With a little ketchup and hot sauce on there.
More ketchup than hot sauce. But yes, potato and eggs, very, very solid.
Nice, right?
No doubt.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's
I want the sausage.
Pepper and eggs. More so I like
that's
pepper.
That's gassy.
Green pepper and eggs.
All right.
More so than the potato and eggs. But potato and eggs, delicious. Got to be seasoned properly.
Should make some here.
And it's got to be shredded potatoes.
Should bring like a little hot plate in here. Cook up one morning while we're doing the show.
You're a hell of a cook, Moose. Get it going, Taz.
Do an omelet station. We'll bring it in here.
Bring it on in.
Can we rent an omelet station? Mike, let's have our team look into that.
Can't
our culinary call team.
Home Shopping Network.
We'll bring it up. You'll cook if I bring it in?
Sure.
All right.
You got it. I'll be on I'll make sure to bring in the fridge.
We'll have you mic'd up.
Moose. The three next. CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.